your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. In the short segment before the top of the hour news, we're going to talk a little bit about what Joe Biden and the Biden administration is going to do to solve problems in the United States. His solution that came across the wire services yesterday was to allow the federal government to administer the election system. I don't like that. How about you, Jim?
Yeah, and I think, so there's a fantastic article that Molly Hemingway of The Federalist has written, and I think people should really take a look at that article that discusses what the Biden administration is doing right now to mobilize executive agencies within the administration to increase voter registration, and primarily focusing them on areas and individuals and people in that would likely increase Democratic outreach. So the article, which I think it's incredibly important to understand, highlights that the Biden administration has passed sent an executive order out to all agencies to how to mobilize people to get out the vote.
Right.
And what they've done is they've crossed the border a little bit between federal influence in elections and, of course, local control of elections. And how they've done that is they've ordered agencies to take action that would increase voter turnout, and specifically in areas where that they could get more Democratic voters. So let me give you a couple of examples. The Department of Labor issued orders to their job centers to get out the vote. And of course that, Department of Labor funding going to the job centers to get out the vote, that could very specifically target labor unions and labor activists and people without employment at the time in order to influence potentially gain more Democratic votes. In the Medicare and Medicaid agency and their centers around the country, they've given resources and said they can use resources for get out the vote. Once again, another very specific targeted group. The Housing and Urban Development Agency is using funding for voter registration, and these are primarily in HUD areas that are of lower income and people, again, likely to vote Democratic. And the Department of Education has sent out a letter to colleges to, quote, their friends and other organizations in order to use federal work study funds for those colleges and universities to use federal work study funds in order to maximize voter registration. Again, targeting the youth and people that would be more inclined to vote Democratic. These things are all undermining basic principles and ethics between federal government influencing outcomes in elections and state responsibilities, and probably in question. But here's the kicker. Congressmen have been asking, many members of Congress have been asking, what is going on to provide information, and none of these agencies have responded. They're hoping to respond after the 2022 election. So once again, they're putting in place ways to increase their voter base through the executive action and other financial means of influencing the government. And of course, in many ways, we've seen them attempting to buy votes across the board in other areas like, forgiving school loans and things like that.
Jimmy, I want to give credit where credit is due, but I understand that you're now a pretty regular contributor to The Federalist, which is a great publication. What's going on there?
Well, the Federalist, I mean, I actually haven't written for The Federalist, but I've done, write and do a lot for a lot of different organizations, groups. But I think The Federalist is doing a phenomenal job in highlighting some of these interesting and important issues out there. And I think many people should take a look and follow it. Obviously, attempting to protect that the way that our government was designed through the Constitution. I think it's important for others to take a look at.
Yeah. Very good publication. No question about that.
Yeah.
Heading on, Jim, have you heard any official statements from the President of the United States on the Roe v. Wade decision?
I have yet to hear a statement on that. I have heard many statements leading up to the formal announcement of this decision, and actually some threats from the Biden White House members and you know, some accusations. And that really brings into question their recognition that there are three co-equal branches of government.
Right.
The executive branch is not more powerful than the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court is there to ensure that our laws and our executive branch do not overreach our constitutional limits.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, with the organizations that are out there and coordinating a lot of these actions. And I do want to follow up with this entire effort that, Department of Labor, Medicare, Medicaid, HUD, Department of Education, and Department of Agriculture using child nutrition funds. Child nutrition funds, they've authorized subordinates to use that money to increase voter registration, again, for probably more than likely lower income and people that might support them in their efforts to give free things. But the people that are coordinating behind the scenes on this are very interesting. Susan Rice, former Obama, very influential Obama national security advisor, and before that the UN ambassador and a very close representative, is actually doing the coordinated effort with this. And that's why these agency heads are not responding and, of course, trying to do whatever they can to gain an advantage. And there's a tremendous amount of influence coming in from, unfortunately, BlackRock. There is new information that Epoch Times, which I do contribute to and have written for, has done a fantastic article talking about BlackRock's influence and how many times they've met with the Obama administration, and very specifically Tom Donilon, a former Obama administration advisor, strategic advisor and official that has been providing information to the Biden administration as in his role as the chief think tank of the BlackRock investment fund, the most influential, powerful. I think they managed $13 trillion worth of assets, and they are directly involved in influencing this administration. And there's a number of people from the former Obama administration that have been involved with BlackRock that have a very easy access into the Obama administration. It makes you wonder who's actually running this administration and who's driving the train.
Yeah. Well, BlackRock has had an interesting past. There's no question about that, both positive and negative. And the comments from the Epoch Times, I think, about BlackRock and other organizations are very, very interesting. The Epoch Times is certainly one of the premier news publications in our country. Ladies and gentlemen, time for Top of the Hour News. Jimmy and I are going to be right back. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.